We're in the middle of the Maamar, and we're explaining what the illness of the Metzora is spiritually. We explained that the Metzora is lacking Bittul. And in order for the Metzora to introduce Bittul into his life, he needs to go to the Kohen. And the Kohen will draw Bittul into the Metzora, and then the Metzora is no longer a Metzora. We explained that this is Taira, Zaystiya Tairas HaMetzora, because Taira is Chachma. And Chachma, as we know in this Maimar and in many, many other Maimarim and places in Chassidus, it explains that Chachma is the ability to be Batal. Koyachma, the power, the ability to be able to be Batal, that is Taira. And therefore, Zaystiya Tairas HaMetzora, the Metzora needs Taira in order to be rectified and healed. We said that's what it means, Toiv Shemen, Mishemen Toiv, Toiv Shem, Mishemen Toiv, that in order to have a Toiv Shem, as opposed to a Moitzi Shem Ra, which is what the Metzora is, in order to have a positive name, which is what's being explained in this Maimer, it comes from Shemen Toiv, which means Taira, as we're going to explain more. And Toiv, we explained, is not just Toiv as in good, but Toiv can also come from the word like Hatavas HaNeiris, which means to clean out, to fix, to prepare the Neiris. So a person can prepare themselves or correct themselves, fix themselves through Taira. And that's what we're holding right now. V'hainu al yadeya Taira v'amitzvus, umitzvus. Sheheim amshachas shemen ha-Toiv. This is drawing down this good oil. Shemen mishchas kodesh hepech b'chinas shem ra hanal. And this is the opposite of what the illness is, which is shem ra, where the Metzora contaminated the concept of shame, the concept of letters, misusing letters and words. Vayim v'parashas daf pei zayin, seif amud beis, b'inyan teiv shem, mishem en teiv, k'mash kasmak makra, al pasuk shem en turak shmecha chulu, v'zeo gam ken inyan b'yoyim taharasai, k'mash kasmak parashas k'zayishim, daf pei amud beis. So it says like this, v'ta chazi, come and see, la'istiki barnash la'olmin, ela b'milin da'iraisa. A person cannot be eternally cannot be purified only if they learn Torah. The only way to purify oneself is through learning Torah, through words of Torah. Begin kach, milin de'iraisa lo mekablin tumen. It's because of that, that the words of Torah, as we know from Nigla de Torah also, that the words of Torah are not mekabel tumah. They don't receive tumah. Begin the ihi kaima la'atka le'ilin mesave, because the words of Torah are meant to purify those that are tame. So obviously, they themselves can't be tummy because they are the antidote. They are the cure for tumah. The asvesaba irais ishtakachulus, one will find their healing in Torah. V'ayin sham bepirush Ramaz shehulafi shatayra sharshem imaychin stama shembab malubash gvura da atik v'imakar amtakas adinim shemisham nimshach krasatan chulu ayin sham. The Ramaz over there explains why that is the case, and he explains because Torah originates in a place called Gvura of Atik, which is a very great level, very high level of godliness. And it is from that level of godliness that sweetens dinim, which means that dinim, which is all negativity, originates in dinim, in limitation, and Hashem constraining himself and hiding himself. That's where all negativity comes from. Torah originates in the source of all that, which is holiness. And it's specifically from there, from the origin of Gvura, which is Gvura of Kedusha, that all negativity that comes from that Gvura, if one just goes back to its origin and its source, one can heal and purify the Tumah. It's explained that the Tanoim and the Amorayim, through their learning of Torah, through their tapping into this very great level of godliness, so Torah is not just Hashem's wisdom, but it's tapping into a very great level of godly reality, and when someone taps into that, they can perform miracles. The imkalze v'huva ala koyin. Even though we just said that through Torah a person can be healed, still the person has to go to the koyin. Why? Ki kreis katayra tzachlis bebchinas bittul ukanal ben yinshuv la'echad mashenkena emrein li'ala Torah loy bebchinas yash afilu Torah ein loy. Still a person needs to go to the koyin because Torah is great, but ha'emrein li'ala Torah, which means all I want is Torah, meaning to say that they learn Torah with arrogance, and with the awareness and being absorbed in the self, then Torah will not help. The only way Torah transcends nature, where a person can do miracles and a person can be purified and rectified, that's Torah that happens through Bittul, where the person taps in to that great level of godliness, which can only happen through Bittul. Hamshach Yaveh in the next Shiur, Mirtz Hashem.